If you've been in the area for some time, you know that about 13 years ago, Old Dominion University, ODU, they restarted their Division I football team. And if you were actually living here at the time, you might remember that big day. There were about 20,000 people in the stadium. There were military paratroopers parachuting into the stadium, and ODU won. And that season, they kept winning. And they were winning almost every game, and they actually, by the stats, had a record-setting season, according to many metrics. And their football successes continued the next season, winning season. And they moved very quickly to a higher conference. ODU expanded and modernized their stadium. And ODU football, if you were living during those years, it felt like a success. Their quarterback graduated. He joined a pro football team. Now, we live about 3 blocks away from the ODU football stadium. And nobody in our house plays football. But just living within hearing range of that stadium, it made us feel successful. But you know how this has turned out, right? As the years went by, the ODU Monarchs, they started to lose some games, just a few, and then they had successful seasons, but they weren't as successful as the previous seasons. And then after 10 years into the football program, the ODU Monarchs, they were losing every single game. Maybe there was one or two in the whole season that they won. And you just felt sorry for the team. And it was year after year of that. And you did not feel any kind of glory being associated with a football team, which usually lost. The bottom ranking has no glory to share. In the gospel, though, we have a winner. Jesus Christ, whose shining champion life is at the top. One of the historic phrases used to describe some aspects of Jesus is Christus Victor. Christ the Victor. Jesus triumphed in every event. He defeated the enemy. He conquered our sin. He defeated death. Jesus never had a losing season. His record is perfect. And surprisingly, with all this glory that Jesus has and all of his victories, Jesus the Victor, he surrounds himself with losers. He surrounds himself with losers like us. When we're in our right minds, what do we see and know about ourselves? We see our failures. We see our cascading failures. All of our lusts, our disloyalty, all of the loveless words and living that we do with the people around us, we know when we're in our right state of mind, we know that we're losers. But Jesus, the undefeated victor, surrounds himself with us, with losers, because he loves us. So in this meal, we take bread. And that says Jesus was broken for you so that you could be made whole. And in this meal, we also take wine. And that says Jesus lost his life so that you could be found. And so when you take this supper, you're saying Jesus won. And his victory is my salvation. And Jesus brings losers like me into his winning glory. If you're a believer, you're headed towards his glory. The Bible describes that over and over. So Jesus arranges this new Passover meal, and he says, do this in remembrance of me. And spiritually, he feeds us as we do this in faith. And if you've come to know God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit has done that work in your heart where he completely changed your channel. And if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, you are welcome here. We are glad you're here. But this supper is only for people who are in this kind of covenant commitment to Jesus. So if you're here but you don't know Jesus, you're still sorting it out, you're welcome here. We invite you just to sit back, take it in. We would love to talk more about this. Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that the Spirit of Christ would come, and by faith, as we take bread and wine, we would know you more. We would feed on you and take you into us, and that you would build up and nourish and continue to perfect the work that you started in our hearts. Would you come to us at this table, we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.